Tell me about your background.
Well, I lived in Coventry with my sister, who's 3 years older than me, and my mum. My father and she split up when I was five, so mainly brought up by my mum, who seemed to be very busy doing lots of different jobs, administrating, cleaning for friends' houses, making me dancing costumes. My sister went off to train as a nurse, which she's always wanted to be. And my mum remarried when I was nine, so again, some stepbrothers and sisters for a while. And then I went off and did teacher training in Birmingham at West Hill College. Taught full-time in primary school for a little while, and then diverted more into dance because I'd always danced as a child and started to move into that specialism. While I was at university, I met my husband, who works for the BBC and has done for 20 years now. And that caused my only move from the West Midlands, moving up to Newcastle a couple of years ago.
What did your father do?
Well, when he was married to my mum, I believe he worked in insurance. I think he was a bit of a flitter from what I can gather, because since obviously still having contact with him, he moved to run a B&B with his new wife, but focusing on breeding chickens and khaki Campbells and geese, which my children love very much. And now he produces hay for horses. So, and my stepdad, as I say, when I was nine, my mum remarried, and he was a foreman at the Morris, the car factory in Birmingham. No, in Coventry, that would have been, yes, before I was in Birmingham.
And is there any history of diabetes in your family?
Well, it's interesting, because a little bit of that is sort of hearsay, and I'm not sure how accurate my mum is, but she said that on my father's side, my father's mum's mum would have been officially diabetic, but it was prior to insulin being invented. Now, how she knows that, I'm not quite sure. But on my mum's side, my grandma had maturity onset diabetes. My own mum is now 82, and interestingly enough, a few weeks ago, they were querying whether she was diabetic. But in fact, she had a glucose tolerance test and it came out as normal. But it wouldn't surprise me if she's moving towards that.
Would you say you were reasonably well off as you were growing up?
I wouldn't say we were well off. As I say, my mum seemed to be working all the time in various sort of two or three little jobs to keep things together. And I suppose at the time, you know, as a single parent for quite a few years as well. My sister and I both took exams and managed to get into grammar schools in Coventry, but that was because there were means tested places, and so that meant that we could afford it. I was the first person to go to university in the family. My sister focused on the nursing career and subsequently we've both done masters, and so yes, it was. It was tricky. We weren't well off particularly. We weren't poor, but we certainly weren't well off.